In these meetings, we've been studying together the feasts of the Lord from Leviticus chapter 23. There are 8 of them altogether. One is the Sabbath. And then the other 7 are annual festivals. These were celebrated in the first month of the year. The Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and the Feast of First Fruits. One was celebrated in the third month, the Feast of Pentecost. And then 3 were celebrated in the 7th month of the year. The first one in the 7th month was the Feast of Trumpets, which we were studying this morning. There are 2 more. One we shall look at tonight, the Day of Atonement. And the last one we shall look at tomorrow morning, the one that was called the Feast of Tabernacles. In each of these studies, we have been looking not only at the Old Testament, but also at the New, and seeing that these feasts all pointed forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, as we look at the Day of Atonement, we are going to see the same thing happening. We are going to be pointed forward to the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Let's read about this Day of Atonement then in Leviticus chapter 23 and at verse 26 to 32.
六节到三十二节，找到请我们重申念。耶和华晓谕摩西说：7月初十日是赎罪日，你们要守为圣会，并要刻骨起心，也要将火祭献给耶和华。当这日，什么工都不可做，因为是赎罪日，要在耶和华你们的神面前赎罪。 当这日，凡不刻骨起心的，必从林中剪除；凡这日做什么工的，我必将他从林中除灭。你们什么工都不可做，这在你们一切的祖宗，作为世世代代永远的定义。你们要守这日为圣安息日，并要刻骨起心。
Now this particular day, this Day of Atonement, was in the news a few years ago. In 1973, the Egyptians and the Israelis were at war.
1963年,
And perhaps you remember that that war was started on the day of the Jewish Feast of the Atonement. The Jewish people call the Day of Atonement in their own language Yom Kippur.
犹太人用希伯来文来称这个赎罪日 叫做Yom Kippur.
And that name has been given to the war which is called the Yom Kippur War.
所以那一次的战争就叫做Yom Kippur War, 就是赎罪日的战争。
So the Day of Atonement is still something which is important to the Jewish people.
所以这个赎罪日一直到今天对犹太人来说还是非常重要的节期。
And perhaps the reason why the war was started on that day was because so many of the Jewish people were at worship in their synagogues and temple.
也许为什么那一次的埃及跟以色列的战争是在赎罪日发生呢？因为埃及人就利用这一天，这一天所有的以色列人都要去离开他们的工作岗位去敬拜神。
I mention this because it helps us to understand that although this was written a very long time ago, it still has some meaning for the Jewish people and also much more meaning for us.
我要提这一件的报纸上的新闻的目的，就是让各位知道，虽然这个赎罪日是多年以前定下来的，可是知道今天对于以色列人还是有意义。
Now this special day, this Day of Atonement, was on the 10th day of the 7th month. It was a very solemn and a very holy day. It was a day on which they were not allowed to do any work, and they were not to eat any food.
这一天他们不准做任何的工作，不准吃任何的东西。
It was different from all the other feasts, because at the other feasts the people were happy and glad, but on this day the people felt a great sadness.
这个节期跟所有其他的节期不一样，因为其他的节期百姓都是欢乐来庆祝。
The reason for their sadness is that on this day, the people were thinking about their sins.
为什么在这个节期他们要忧伤呢? 因为这个节期是他们每一个人思想、省察自己的罪的节期。
And the reason for this day was so that they might make a special sacrifice so that God would forgive and cover their sins. We could read about all the details of this day in Leviticus chapter 16. We'll not read it now, you can study it later. Now, the first question we're going to ask is this. What did this feast, this Day of Atonement, mean to the Jewish people? Well, this day taught them a number of things. It taught them, first of all, that all the sacrifices that were offered, the daily sacrifices, the weekly sacrifices, the monthly sacrifices, all these sacrifices were not sufficient to cover and to atone for their sins.
这个赎罪日的献祭和这个节期就告诉他们什么呢? 他们所有其他的奉献，他们的早晚所献的祭，他们的安息日所献的祭，他们一切所献的祭都不够来赎他们的罪，因为他们的罪太大，必须要这样一个赎罪大日。
It was also a day on which, in which they were taught that they could not approach into the presence of God.
在这个赎罪大日，他们也要学一个功课，就是神是圣洁的，有罪的人根本没有办法来到神的面前。
In the tabernacle where the priests brought the sacrifices, there were two compartments. There was the holy place, and there was the most holy place where the presence of God was.
我们知道在会幕里面有两部分，有圣所，有至圣所。那个至圣所除了大祭司之外谁都不能进去。
And on this day, the people had to stand afar off. They were not allowed to enter into the tabernacle and in where God's presence was.
在这一天，百姓们要特别存一个敬畏神的心，要远远地离开这个会幕，不能挨近。
So they had to learn in a very special way that they were sinful and that they were at a great distance away from God.
所以用这样的纪念来让他们知道他们是有罪的，他们不能够来到这位圣洁的神的面前。
They also had to learn that on this day they had one representative, the high priest, who on this day took the blood of the sacrifice into the holy place and laid it before the mercy seat.
那么在这一天，虽然他们不能够亲近这一位圣洁的神，可是有一位大祭司做所有百姓的代表，他要带着羊羔的血要进到至圣所里面去，来到神的面前。
And in chapter 16 of Leviticus we learn that the significance of this day was that God was looking upon all their sins and he accepted the bloodas an atonement for these sins.
在利未记第十六章我们就可以看见，神就因着大祭司所献上的这一个祭，就赦免百姓们一切的罪。
Now, on this day, there were several things that happened.
在这一天，有几件事情要发生。
The details of this you could find, and I hope you'll look at them in your own time, in chapter 16.
那么详细的事情各位有时间的时候应该要读一读，就在记载利未记第十六章。
The first thing the priest did was he took off his usual garments which were colorful and he put on a simple white garment.
头一件事情就是这个大祭司啊，要把他平常穿的那个华丽的彩色的那个大祭司的袍子脱掉，就穿上一件白的素净的一个袍子。
And then the next thing he did was that he had to take a bullock as a sin offering and he had to offer this for his own sins, for he was a sinner too.
那么第二件事情，大祭司要带一只公牛来为他自己的罪来献祭，献赎罪祭，因为他也是一个罪人。
He took the blood of this bullockand he took it into the holy place and he spread it before the mercy seat.
他就把这个公牛的血带到这个圣所里面，就撒在施恩座的前面。
In this way, atonement was made for his sins and for the sins of the priests.
那么这个做法就是使他和众祭司的罪得到赦免。
The next thing the priest did was to take a goat and he killed this goat and brought the blood of this goat also into the holiest of all.
那么下一件事情，他就带一只公山羊，把这个公山羊杀掉，把公山羊的血带到圣所里面去。
The blood of this goat was offered before the Lord to atone for the sins of all the people.
这一个公山羊的血就是为所有的百姓的罪献上赎罪。
So two things were happening.
所以两件事情要发生。
Atonement was being made for the priest for his sins and then also for the sins of all the people.
首先为大祭司本人和众祭司的罪，第二就是要为众百姓的罪。
And then something else happened which might seem very strange.
然后再有一件事情发生，好像我们觉得很奇异，很奇特。
A second goat was brought.
另外再带来一只山羊。
The high priest laid his hands upon the head of this second goat, and over the head of this goat, he confessed the sins of the people.
大祭司把手按在这个第二只的山羊的头上，就承认众百姓所犯的一切的罪。
This goat was then taken and led away out into the desert and left to wander alone.
这只羊就被带到旷野，放到无人之处，让它去漂流。
This is what we call the scapegoat.
那么这个就是我们所说的阿撒谢勒，那就是那个被放掉的羊。
We still use that expression in our language today.
那么这个被放掉的羊啊，阿撒谢勒，英文叫做 scapegoat。现在在我们日常谈话中间，我们常常用这个字。
When we use this expression, we mean that we take someone and we put the blame on this person, and we say that person is being made the scapegoat.
那么我们用这个字的意思就是叫做代罪的羊，代罪的羊，就是这个人做了坏事，那么叫另外一个人替他顶罪，那个人就叫做 scapegoat， 就是代罪的羊，代人受罪了。
This scapegoat of the Day of Atonement was a way of saying that the sins of the people had been carried away.
那么这个被放掉的羊，它的意思就是我们众人的罪都离开我们远远了。
Not only carried away, but carried by someone else.
不但是离开我们远远，并且是被某一位所带走了。
Then there was something else which happened on this day.
那么然后还有一件事情要发生。
When these sacrifices had been offered, the carcasses, the bodies of the animals that had been sacrificed, were then taken outside the camp.And they were burned.
那么当这些牛羊被献了祭以后，他们的尸体，就是他们的这个身体，要带到营外用火来烧。
Now these are only some of the details of the Day of Atonement, and I'd like you in your own study to read chapter 16 and read all about them there.
以上所讲的就是在赎罪日所要做的一些事情，我盼望各位自己读利未记第十六章，明白那些事情。
There is something else that we can imagine happened on the Day of Atonement.
那么还有一些其他的事情，我们可以想象在赎罪日要发生的。
On this day, all the people would come and stand around the tabernacle, standing afar off and watching the high priest going into God's presence.
在这一天，众百姓都要聚集的来。远远的在这个会幕的周围围绕着，在那里很严肃的看，等候再看大祭司进到里面去。
We can imagine how they felt as they waited for the high priest.
知道一定是他们中间犯了罪，得罪了神，所以大祭司已经死了。
For only on this day did the high priest dare go into God's presence. On any other day he would die.
因为无论是谁都不能进到这个至圣所去，大祭司也是的，除了一年只有这一天，只有这一次以外，他都不能够进去。
And so they would wait expectantly for him to come out again.
所以他们在外面就是很焦虑的等候着大祭司平安的出来。
And when he came out again, we can imagine that they felt a great feeling of relief.
那我们也可以想象，当这个大祭司平安的出来的时候，百姓们就松了一口气，感觉到平安，因为神悦纳了他们了。
For when he came out, it meant that God had accepted the sacrifices and that their sins were atoned for another year.
因为当大祭司平安地出来的时候，就表示神已经悦纳了他们的所献上的赎罪祭，他们神已经赦免了他们这一年所犯的罪。
Now, I've spent quite a lot of time talking about what it meant for them. The question is, what does it mean for us?
我刚才花了很多的时间，就是解释这个赎罪日对于以色列人的意义。但是重要的问题是第二个问题：赎罪日对于我们有什么意义？
Well, there are a number of things we can learn, but the first is this.
有几件事情我们可以学习的，但是头一件事是什么呢？
We learn, first of all, that all are sinners in God's sight.
头一件事情我们要学习到的就是，在神的面前，我们都是罪人。The
New Testament says this very clearly. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，新约圣经，我们都是人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。There
are no exceptions to this.
没有一个人是例外。
The high priest was not an exception.
大祭司也不例外。
He too was a sinner, and he had to make an offering for his sin.
他也是一个罪人，所以他首先要为他自己的罪献赎罪祭。
And this is what we must understand about the gospel. It says, we are all sinners, every one of us.
这是我们对福音的了解，我们都是罪人，每一个人都是罪人。
It doesn't matter how religious we are or how religious we appear, we are still sinners.
不管你多么的虔诚，不管你外面看起来多么的好，你都是罪人。And
our sins must be forgiven.
我们的罪必须得到神的赦免。And
they can only be forgiven by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross.
我们的罪得到赦免，唯独要借着那个赎罪祭。 就是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所做成的挽回祭。A
second thing we can learn is this, that on the Day of Atonement, there was nothing the people could do.
第二件事情我们要学习的就是在赎罪日，百姓是什么工都不可以做。They
had to do no work and eat no food.
他们什么工都不能做，什么东西都不能吃。The
only thing they could do was to follow the word of the Lord.
唯一的事情他们能做的就是要遵守神的话。And
I think this teaches us that we too as sinners can do nothing to earn our salvation.
我想这个对我们的教训就是，我们是罪人，我们不能做任何的行为，好行为来赢得我们的救恩。If
we are to be forgiven, then it will only be if we accept the sacrifice which God has provided for us.
如果我们的罪要得到赦免的话，唯一的方法就是接受耶稣基督所为我们做成的赎罪的功劳。Those
of us who are Christians, we understand this. We understand that there is nothing that we can offer to God. We can only accept His sacrifice for us, which is Jesus Christ.
我们已经信主的人，我们都知道，我们没有什么东西可以献给神。 我们唯独就是接受神的恩典。The
attitude of the people on this Day of Atonement, this attitude of sadness and self-denial, speaks to me of repentance. The people were sorry because of their sins.
百姓们在这一天，他们的态度，他们那样的严肃，那样的忧伤，那样的反省，就让我知道，这就代表悔改。
And to become a Christian, we need first to repent of our sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
要做一个基督徒，首先就是要悔改，然后要相信耶稣基督是我们的救主。Now
the third thing that this shows us too is that the people would be forgiven and accepted only through sacrifice and only by blood.
第三件事情让我们知道的，百姓们能够得到赦免，唯一的方法就是借着赎罪祭，唯一的方法就是借着所流的宝血。In
verse 30 of Leviticus chapter 23, where we read tonight, it says very sternly that if any person works on this day, God says, I will destroy that person.
在利未记23章第30节，这里说。 在这一天，如果任何一个人做任何的工，我就要把他从民中除免。
In other words, God was saying, there is only one way, my way.
换句话说，神的意思就是说，只有一个救法，就是照着我给你们定的救法。
If the sins of the people are going to be forgiven, and if the people are going to be brought back to God, there is only one way.
如果百姓的罪要得到赦免，如果百姓能够带回到神的面前来，只有一个方法。
If anyone does not accept this way, then they will perish.
如果有人不接受这个方法，他就要灭亡。
And this is also true of the gospel.
这个对福音也是一样。
The New Testament says, Jesus is the way, and he is the only way.
新约圣经里面说，耶稣基督是唯一的道路。
And those who do not accept that way will find and meet the judgment of God.
不接受耶稣基督这个道路的，就要受神的审判。
Now a fourth thing that we learn from the Day of Atonement is this.
那我们从这个赎罪日所能够学到的第四件事情是什么呢？
As we look at the sacrifice, it points us to the perfect sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们一看见这个所献上的祭物，我们就想到我们主耶稣基督为我们所献上的祭。
If we think about these two goats once again, one of them died, and one of them was led alone out into the wilderness.
你再去思想这两只羊，有一只羊要被杀掉，有一只羊要放到旷野里面去。
These two things taken together tell us something very wonderful about the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这两只羊放在一起，就让我们看见主耶稣基督为我们钉死的这幅图画。
It tells us, first of all, that our Lord Jesus Christ really died for us upon the cross.
首先就让我们看见主耶稣基督是实实在在在十字架上死了。
And on the cross, he shed his blood for us.
在十字架上，他为我们流了他的宝血。
The New Testament says, we are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ.
新约圣经里面说，知道我们得赎，不是由于人坏的金银等物，乃是借着耶稣基督的宝血。这是不是一个很奇怪的话呢？
Not with corruptible things like silver and gold.
不是借着能够坏的金银等物。
We would say that silver and gold are among the most precious things in this world.
我们也许说金子银子是世界上最宝贵的东西。
But God says no, they are corruptible things.
但是神说不，那些是必朽坏的东西。
This whole world will eventually pass away, and so will silver, and so will gold.
这个世界有一天都要过去，金银都要过去。
But God says, the blood of Jesus Christ is incorruptible, it is precious, and its value will never pass away.
但是耶稣说，圣经说，主耶稣的宝血是不会朽坏的，是宝贵的，一切都要过去，主耶稣的宝血要存到永远。
I do hope that every one of us here have put our trust and faith in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我盼我们在座的每一位都已经信靠了主耶稣基督宝血的功效。
If you haven't made this decision, then is there a better time than now during this conference when we are thinking about the death of our Lord Jesus upon the cross?
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督的宝血的功劳，有什么时候比这个退休会的时候，你在这里接受相信他更好的时候呢？
The New Testament says very wonderfully, Christ died for our sins.
新约圣经很奇妙地写了，主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
He died for my sins.
他为我的罪而死。
For your sins.
他为你的罪而死。
But then there was the second goat that was allowed to live.But it was taken away out into the wilderness and left to be alone forever.
但是我们也看见了第二只的山羊，第二只山羊让它活着，让它背负着我们的罪，让它远远地离开我们。
You remember I said to you earlier, this was a picture that the sins of the people had been transferred to this animal and was carried by this animal away into the wilderness.
你记得我们刚才讲到，那个大祭司手按着这一只羊的头上。 承认我们百姓的罪，把我们所有的罪都归到他的身上，然后他就带着我们的罪远远地离开我们。It
was a way of saying that their sins were being carried by someone else.
那意思就是说，有一位背负着我们的罪，远远地离开我们。And
this also is true about our Lord Jesus Christ. He has taken our sins to himself, and he carries our sins.
那么这个正是预表主耶稣。
His sacrifice, the blood of Christ, was through the eternal Spirit offering himself without blemish to God.
在第9章14节讲到，主耶稣的宝血更能够洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑，使我们侍奉那永生的神。And
that verse also tells us something else, which is very wonderful.
那节圣经里面还告诉我们另外一个很奇妙的事情。
It tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ has made us really clean and has brought us cleansing from our sins.
耶稣就能够叫我们完全的洁净，能够除去我们的罪。It
says that he has purified our conscience from dead works.
他把我们的良心，把我们的死刑都能够洁净。The
forgiveness that Jesus brings is a lasting forgiveness.
耶稣基督的赦免是永远的赦免。
It was not like the Day of Atonement, which had to be repeated year after year after year after year.
不像那个大祭司所做的，年年都要重新再做。
But our Lord Jesus Christ, he only made one sacrifice for sin, and one was enough forever.
但是我们主耶稣基督，他是一次就献上了赎罪祭，就成就了永远赎罪的事。
Now we're going to read a passage from Hebrews chapter 10, and we're going to read from verse 19 to verse 22.
现在我们要读第10章19节到22节。希伯来书第10章19节，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又信又活的路。 从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体，又有一位大祭司治理神的家，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。Now
verse 20 tells us that our Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest, has opened for us a new and living way to God.
20节说，我们的大祭司主耶稣基督已经为我们开了一条又新又活的路到神的面前。Do
you remember that earlier I was emphasizing that on the Day of Atonement, the people were made aware that they could not enter God's presence and they stood at a great distance from God?
你记得我刚刚讲到，在赎罪日的时候，百姓就学会了，明白了。 他们有罪，不能来到圣洁的神的面前，他们要离开的远远的。But
our Lord Jesus Christ, through his sacrifice, has opened the way to God and brought us near to God.
但是主耶稣基督借着他所献上的祭，他已经为我们开了一条路，使我们能够到神的面前来。It
means that through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can enjoy fellowship with God.
那意思就是说，借着耶稣基督，我们可以与神有交通。This
is a very wonderful thing, and I sometimes think that we Christians take this for granted.
这是一个很奇妙的事情，因为我常常想，我们基督徒啊，以为我们跟神能够有交通，那么这是理所当然的事情。How
can we know God's presence?
我们怎么能够知道神与我们同在呢？
Well, we can know God's presence first of all in our private prayers and in our private devotions.
首先我们自己灵修的时候，我们自己祷告的时候，我们会感觉到神与我们同在。
When we shut the door of our room and when we pray alone with God,
当我们在房间里面把门关起来，我们一个人向神祷告的时候，
If we come in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and if we wait on God, we can enjoy His presence.
我们如果奉主耶稣的名祷告，我们等候神，我们能够享受到神的同在。
This is something which our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us through His sacrifice upon the cross.
这是主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就的赎罪的功劳所能够成就的事情。
It is a pity that we spend so little time in the presence of the Lord like this.
但是很可惜，好多基督徒每天花太少的时间来跟我们天上的神交通。
Of course, our lives are busy. We have many things to do.
是的，我们的工作很忙碌，我们有许多许多事情要做。
But every day we should set aside a quiet time.So that we can speak to God and so that God can speak to us.
但是每天我们应该安排一点的时间，在这一段安静的时间里面，我们可以向神讲话，我们也可以让神来向我们讲话。
It is only in this way that we can grow in our Christian lives.
只有借着这样的与神交通，我们基督徒的生命才会长大。
And we can also enjoy the new and living way to the presence of God when we meet together with our brothers and our sisters.
那么第二方面，我们也可以，当我们与亲爱的弟兄姊妹们聚集在一起的时候，我们感觉到神在我们中间与我们同在。
There are many wonderful things that we enjoy when we are together.
我们在一起的时候，有很多其他的事情可以叫我们很快乐。
I am enjoying speaking to you. I hope you are enjoying listening.
比如说我讲话，我跟你们讲，我觉得很高兴。我听你们讲话，我也很高兴。
I enjoy singing, though I cannot sing in Chinese.
那虽然我不会唱中文，你们唱歌我也觉得很好听。
I enjoyed listening to the brothers and sisters singing to me.
我也能够听见我们诗班在那里献诗，我觉得很好。
Sometimes I sit and listen, and someone else speaks.And I enjoy that.
那有的时候我坐在下边，我听别人讲道，我也很享受。
I enjoy praying and listening to others praying.
那么我祷告，我也觉得很享受。我听别人祷告，我也觉得很享受。
These are some of the things that we enjoy when we are together.
这些是我们大家在一起的时候我们享受的。
But by far the greatest thing that we can enjoy is to know God's presence among us.When we are together.
但是这一切都比不上我们的最大的享受，最大的享受就是我们感觉到神在我们中间与我们同在。
For this is what it means. Jesus has opened the way to fellowship with God and given this to us.
那这个就是耶稣所成就的功劳，耶稣留了他的宝血为我们开了一条又新又活的路，是我们能够与我们天上的神交通，是神能够在我们中间与我们同在。
What the Jewish people of the Old Testament could never know going into God's presence we can know through Jesus Christ and when we are together and we should praise God for this.
所以旧约时代的那些以色列人，他们在赎罪日的时候远远地离开会幕，他们不能享受到的与神那样亲密的同在，今天我们能够享受得到。当我们聚集在一起的时候，我们能够面对面与神相见，神也在我们中间。
And then I also said to you earlier on that the people would stand around outside waiting for the high priest to come out again.
那么还有刚才我讲到百姓们远远地围绕着会幕在那里等候大祭司出来。
I think we have this idea in verse 28of chapter 9 of Hebrews.
在第九章二十八节就讲到我们基督徒我们也在等候。
It says, So Christ having been offered once to bear the sins of many will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him.
那就要说像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次的显现，并与罪无关。
Now we were thinking about this morning. This refers to the time when Jesus Christ will come again.
我们今天早晨提到的，这就是主耶稣基督再来的时候。
All of his people are looking for him and waiting for him.
所有他的子民都在那里仰望他，等候他。
But we are not waiting to see if he has been accepted, for we know that his sacrifice has been accepted.
可是我们跟犹太人的那些百姓们所等候的不一样，因为犹太人百姓们等候，他们不知道他们大祭司这一次会不会平安的出来，他们所献的祭，他所献的祭有没有蒙神的悦纳。可是我们等候我们的主耶稣基督，我们明明的知道神已经悦纳了他所献的祭，我们知道神已经 喜悦了他为我们成就的功劳。
And we know that we have been accepted by God in Jesus Christ.
我们也知道我们借着主耶稣基督也已经被神所悦纳。
We know this because of what the Bible says and what the Holy Spirit says in our hearts.
我们所以知道我们已经蒙神所悦纳，因为圣经这么说，因为在我们里面的圣灵这么说。
And so we are looking for him to come again.
所以我们是欢欢喜喜地等候他再来。
So I hope tonight we have been able to understand that in the Day of Atonement we have a picture of the great sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon the cross.
所以今天晚上我愿意各位知道，从这个赎罪日这个节期，那么让我们看见主耶稣基督怎么样为我们成为赎罪祭在十字架上。
I want to finish our study tonight by telling you a story about a very famous Scottish preacher.
我也讲到一个很有名的苏格兰的传道人的故事做一个结束。
His name was Tom Allen. He was a minister in Glasgow, the city where I was born in Scotland.
他的名字叫做 Tom Allen. 他是在英国苏格兰的格拉斯哥，就是我所住的那个城市做传道。
He died a few years ago, but he was a very famous preacher and Christian worker.
他几年以前他去世了，他是一个很有名的传道人，一个讲道人。
Somewhere he has told about his conversion to Jesus Christ.
他曾经讲到他怎么样悔改得救，相信耶稣。
He was in the British Army at the end of the Second World War, and he was converted in France in 1945.
他是在1945年，在第二次世界大战的末期，他在军中，在法国前线的时候，那个时候他悔改得救的。
And this is how it happened.
他说他怎么得救的呢？
He was asked by a friend, an American soldier, to go along to an Easter service in a great cathedral.
他有一个朋友，是一个美国的军人，那么请求他到一个教堂里面去领会。
He didn't go to church much. He wasn't interested.
那他不大去教会，他对信耶稣没有兴趣。
But he went because he respected his American friend.
那么后来他去了，因为他跟这一位美国的朋友很好。
There was a long sermon, but he wasn't really listening.
那么在那个聚会中间有很多的节目，但是他没有很注意。
And then at the end,A soldier stood up to sing, and he sang the very lovely song, Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
就是在这个节目中间，有一个士兵站起来献诗，他唱一首诗歌，就说主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，你在场吗？
Tom Allen said, that question got right into his heart.
这个 Tom Allen 说，这个问题主耶稣钉十字架的时候，你有在场吗？你看见吗？你知道吗？那一句话就深深地刺他的心里面去了。
He said, I thought this, how could I possibly have been there when Jesus was crucified? It happened 2,000 years ago. I wasn't there.
他的反应是，耶稣基督钉十字架是2000年以前的事情，我怎么可能在场啊？我怎么可能看见呢？
But then he said, I realized in another way I was there.
后来他就一下明白了，他说，哦，我明白了，我在场，我就在那里。
Because he said, I understood that my sins had helped to put Jesus on the cross.
因为他就明白，耶稣被钉十字架是因着人的罪，也是因着我的罪，我的罪当时把他钉在十字架上。
And he said, if I had been there, feeling as I felt then,I would have stood amongst the people that said, Away with him, we will not have Jesus to reign over us.
他说如果当时我活着的话，我在场的话，我跟那些钉耶稣基督十字架的人，叫做要把耶稣基督钉十字架的人一样，我也会大叫说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
So he said, I understood that I really was there when Jesus was crucified.
他说那我就明白了，实在耶稣钉十字架的时候我也有份。
But then he said, this truth dawned upon my heart.
然后他说这个真理在我心里面就清楚了。
If I was there when they nailed him to the cross, then I was also there when he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
他明白了什么真理呢？他说如果我也在那些，我就是在那些当年定耶稣基督的人中间的一个，我就是中间的一个，我在场的话，我也是听见主耶稣基督